Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, this week we're going to listen to a song called Into New, which appeared on 2012's Nebraska Catfish LP. So we'll listen to Into New and talk a little bit about it on the other side.
Like the night sky into blue, or a single cell becoming two.
Something old
So that was Into New from 2012's Nebraska Catfish. Just to say something about the album that the song appears on, 2012, I was thinking a lot about a good friend who had died in 1992, and thinking about the 20 years that had gone by since I had lost him to a car accident, and I had a number of I had a song written about him. I had a number of songs written about Nebraska, where I grew up, which is where he was killed, but also where he lived and where we were friends from age, I don't know, 2 on. So 2012, I put together Nebraska Catfish, an album that really had a lot to do with Nebraska, with issues connected with Nebraska, things written about things that happened in Nebraska, and stuff like that. And it had a distinctly kind of jazz sort of edge to the entire album. It's kind of what I set out to do at the beginning. And so Into New really is not about Nebraska, but it is about renewal. It's about, and it's inspired by actually a poem by Wendell Berry that we're gonna read here in just a moment. But I think it was at a place where I was thinking about what happens with all this old stuff. In the 20 years that had gone by since my friend Kirk had passed, a lot of stuff had happened. There was a lot of experience, much of it wonderful, and some of it I was ready to be done with. Some of it needed to be buried. Some of it was ready to die and be buried. And the poem by Wendell Berry is about renewal. It's about the natural environment, which, of course, Wendell Berry writes so beautifully about. I'll read the poem first. It's called A Purification. It's a short poem. And the song, Into New, was inspired by the last line of the poem. So we'll listen to this first. A Purification by Wendell Berry. At start of spring, I open a trench in the ground. I put into it the winter's accumulation of paper, pages I do not want to read again, useless words, fragments, errors. And I put into it the contents of the outhouse, light of the sun, growth of the ground, finished with one of their journeys. To the sky, to the wind then, and to the faithful trees, I confess my sins, that I have not been happy enough considering my good luck, have listened too much to too much noise, have been inattentive to wonders, have lusted after praise. And then, upon the gathered refuse of mind and body, I close the trench, folding shut again the dark, the deathless earth. Beneath that seal, the old escapes into new. So a poem about renewal, a poem about reflection, a poem about thinking about all of the errors, certainly the accomplishments, the failures, bringing all of those things that had their place in the past, bringing them all together and putting them in the pit, along with manure, along with old bits and pieces of organic refuse and old crops that stalks and dead grass and all of those things and closing the seal on the refuse of both mind and body, ideas and the physical leftovers of what's gone on. And beneath that seal, knowing that something old is escaping into new. It's a hopeful poem. I think sometimes we have difficulty seeing hopefulness in things like failure, things like the end of something, the death of something, the leftovers that we don't have a use for. But all of that in this grand scheme of the earth, all of it becomes the fodder for the new trees, for the new grass, for the new flowers, for the new growth. And that's the refuse of the body, but also the refuse of the mind. The things that we're done with, the ideas that we hashed and rehashed last year, they become the fodder for next year. The creative ideas, the bits and pieces of poems, bits and pieces of songs, bits and pieces of ideas and thoughts. And so there's a hopefulness in the Barry poem, a hopefulness that nothing is wasted. Nothing is wasted. Even the thing that I worked on and worked on and worked on, and I thought, wow, that was a big waste. It never turned out. It never worked out. I gave all that time and all that energy to something, and it just died. Nature teaches us that nothing just dies. Whatever dies feeds what lives. And so, that last line inspired the poem, inspired the song, excuse me. So we'll take a look at the lyrics and talk just a little bit about them, talk a little bit about the music and call it an episode. So, into new, like the night sky into blue, or a single cell becoming two, like me leaning into you. Something old is escaping into new. And that first stanza, that first verse, you know how the night sky, which is definitely full of stars, but unlit. Unlit. You see the stars because it's unlit, because the atmosphere, the air, hasn't been touched yet by the sun. It's still in shadow. And then when the sun begins to touch, you have that darkness, that black night full of stars, slowly shifting through all kinds of colors into a blue, into the blue of the sky, the blue of a... Today's sky here in the Black Hills was just brilliant blue. A single cell becoming two, the miracle of cell division, the miracle of living things following some set of instructions that's embedded in the DNA, and dividing and dividing and dividing and knowing what to become. Not because anyone's watching over it and saying, here, this is what you do next. Okay, here's the step five is, no, because it's built in. It's built in. It's built in that we start small, but we become more, and we become more complex. That we don't just stay static. Like me leaning into you, something old is escaping into new. I think the me and you in the song I suppose I was thinking primarily of my wife and the renewal that comes through that thing we call love, that I am certainly a full and complete human being, but I become more in this thing called love with another person. I become more. Not that I was incomplete, but once you become more, once you find that relationship and you look back at who you were before, it does appear that you were incomplete. It does appear that, wow, who would I have been if I hadn't met her? Who would I have been? Who would I be now if we hadn't found each other and become infatuated first and then in love and then committed and just decided to live the rest of the life together? Look who I've become. More than what I was. Next verse. I used to worry my mistakes. Guilt makes the bones in the body ache. Now I'm leaning into you. Something old is escaping into new. You know, those mistakes, like Wendell Berry points out, those mistakes, they're not mistakes. They're things that didn't work, maybe. They're things that outlived their usefulness. They're things that we're done with now. They're things that we want to put behind us. They're things we want to open up a hole in the earth and stick them in there and cover it back over. But they're not a waste. They feed something. They feed something going forward. But when I feel guilty about it, guilt makes the bones in the body ache. You know, we can all look back at our mistakes, at our failures, at the times that we failed, the times that we said the wrong thing, did the wrong thing, that we didn't do the right thing. We can all look back on that and just feel guilty about it. Why feel guilty? Guilty is about self-punishment. Guilty makes the bones and the body ache. Guilty destroys the living. But recognizing a mistake and putting it in its place and putting it behind me, thanking it for whatever I got from it, and letting it die provides some nutrients for going forward, I think. And so now I'm leaning into you. Something old is escaping into new. You know, even in relationships, even in loving relationships, there are mistakes that are made. There are things we do that we wish we hadn't. Those are also the ways that we learn. We learn how not to love. And in so doing, we learn how to love. We also learn a vulnerability where our spouse, our partner, this person we love so much knows us more intimately than anyone else. They know all the errors we've made, all the weaknesses that we have, and we're vulnerable to them. But that opens up the space for a richer, deeper love. Verse 3. Like the past into now, a spring renewed somehow. Like the wind or the dawn, always returning, always gone. Ancient wisdom come to light, a fading love that finds its fight. See how I'm leaning into you, something old is escaping into new. So the past into now and a spring renewed somehow. These things are always moving. The past is always past. At one moment it was now, but it's past and it's always moving that direction. You can't stop it and hold on to it and keep now as now forever. it becomes past. And spring comes and it's a renewal, but then it dies itself and moves on into summer, into winter, into fall, into winter, and get my seasons out of order. And then comes back around. Like the wind or the dawn always returning and always gone. Wind is always, always, because it's this flow. It's always coming back to me, and it's always leaving. Or the dawn. The dawn, when you're in that those few moments of the dawn, they're always returning and always gone. We live in a time, in a place, in an existence, in a way of being that is always, always renewed. It's always moving. It doesn't just hold still. I'm always leaving and I'm always coming. And there's some comfort in that. There's some comfort in knowing that that everything is becoming. Everything is becoming. Just when I think, here it is, this is it. No, it's becoming something else. Ancient wisdom come to light, a fading love that finds its fight. These are things that are past, that somehow are reborn in a moment, and then grow. Ancient wisdom, when you discover some poem written thousands of years ago, some beautiful painting placed on the wall of a cave that's just come to light, and suddenly something ancient is reborn. Or when you have a love that you thought was dead, a relationship that was gone, that was broken, but then it finds its fight. It says, no, this is not over. We're gonna make this work. We're gonna find the way to make it work. See how I'm leaning into you. Something old is escaping into new. I think in that section, there's an element of fight. There's an element of, am I willing to rediscover? If I'm sad about something, if I'm thinking it's just going into the pit, it's over, but there's some part of me that says, no, maybe there's more. Maybe this isn't ready for the pit yet. Am I willing to fight? Am I willing to reopen it? Am I willing to renew it, to have it born again? So the next part, we go into a instrumental section. We'll talk a little bit about the music here in a little bit, but the last verse, I always wanted desperately to win, disguising loss with a grin. But now that I am loved by you, something old is escaping into new. Now that I'm loved by you, something old is escaping into new. So winning, you know, winning is something we all want. We all want to win. But winning is fleeting as well. Sometimes we hide that. Disguise our loss. We try to pretend like it wasn't loss. Pretend like it. Don't let people know that. Don't let people know that mistake. What if that deprives us of the benefits of that loss? What if that deprives us of the winning parts of that failure? And what if all of that has to do with love? That part of love is seeing that in each other, is being able to see the failure and call out the growth in that, to see the loss and call out the win in that. I know we lost this, but look at what we gained. Look at what that's becoming. And we can do that for each other. In those loving relationships, in the family relationship, in the spousal relationship, in the friendship, in parent-child relationship. So I'll talk just a little bit about the music. It's very, very simple at the beginning. I've got a shaker and I think two classical guitars, nylon stringed, kind of set in a stereo spread and playing, and the vocal comes, and I did the background vocals as well. And then a rhythm comes in a little bit stronger there, and there's, if you notice, you'll listen, you'll hear I used a lot of electric guitar on this album, but not so much distorted electric guitar, but with some heavy effects pedals, and with some jazz feel to it, and so there's a kind of a grungy little rhythm that's going back in the background very softly with electric guitar, but then we move into the instrumental section. I've got a sound on there, and I can't tell you exactly what I did because I frankly don't remember. But it sounds really 80s to me when that electric guitar pops in right after something old is escaping into new, and it goes into the instrumental section. It's just got this real 80s feel, which is kind of nice. In a song like this, I feel like, you know, I grew up, went to high school in the early 80s, and I feel like I was moving that sound into something new, kind of. So that was nice. I'll say one more thing about the song. At the time when this came out, we were celebrating my grandfather's 100th birthday, and I sang this at the birthday celebration. I had my youngest daughter sang some harmonies with me on it, and I felt like it did speak to his reality. He was 100 years old, but he seemed so very pliable. He wasn't a hard, harsh, set in his ways kind of 100 years old. He was a 100 years old who was really eyes open, embracing of the new. He died a couple of years later in a very progressive state. So, by progressive, I just mean he was not just looking back. He was looking forward. So there we have it. Into New from 2012's Nebraska Catfish. I appreciate you joining me for this episode of Dancing Moon Songcast. You can find all my music, all my lyrics, and anything else, links to stream or to purchase at scottsimpsonmusic.com. We put out a podcast every Friday, and we'll continue to do that. We do have some big stuff coming up. I'm really excited here in just within a couple of months. I'm finishing up a big album project that I'll probably talk more about. So you can keep your eyes open for that. It's a celebration of the 20th anniversary of my first released album, which was Ozzy's Guitar. This one's called Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later. Pretty original, huh? But anyway, I'm super excited about it. It was a chance to re-envision, reimagine 12 songs that were part of that first album, and just give them fresh life. So in a way, it fits this episode, taking something old and bringing it into something new. So thank you again for joining me. Be well.